Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And you know, having difficult or very honest, real, or even painful conversations is a part of life that we don't ever really grow out of. And it's something that's always going to come up, that's going to require us to have some sort of an interaction with someone that could really test our relationship with them. But hopefully, it will lead to a positive change that can help out the greater good. And I struggle with this a lot. I'm really not good with confrontation and having these very honest, bold, real discussions with people. But happiness expert and New York Times best-selling author Gretchen Rubin, who is one of my personal heroes, offers some really great tips on how to have the most productive difficult conversations. And here are a few of the things that she's said. So tip number one is to first, before you talk to someone, get into a calm state of mind. So don't start any conversation off on a very negative or angry or an overly emotional foot, because these can just breed those feelings. They can really escalate, and feelings of defensiveness can come in, and it really isn't going to accomplish your goal of reaching a resolution at the end of the conversation. Tip number two is to pick the right moment to have the conversation. So sometimes if you need to ask for a raise from your boss or from permission to do something, make sure that the person that you need to talk to is in a good mood first, that they're in a comfortable private setting, and that they have the time and the attention span to talk with you about that important issue. And sometimes it allows you to kind of wait and see if that conversation could be reworked or reworded, or if it really even needs to be brought up at all. Tip number three is to ask yourself why this conversation feels daunting to you, why it's been hard for you to initiate. Maybe you're afraid of the outcome, or it's kind of an awkward subject to talk about, or you're worried about how this conversation could affect your relationship with this person. And Gretchen Rubin suggests that getting to the root of the problem in your own mind can help you understand not only the situation better, but maybe how to tackle this conversation in the most appropriate way. Tip number four, as we kind of mentioned earlier, ask yourself, could the conversation wait a day or two? This kind of gives you a chance to calm down emotionally and realize, is this issue as big of an issue as you thought it was initially? And if this conversation even needs to happen at all, because sometimes bold, direct conversations can actually do more harm than good. Tip number five is to not let yourself worry about worst case scenario outcomes, but also ask yourself, honestly, what's the worst thing that could happen here? That usually helps calm me down when I'm thinking that way. If it helps calm my nerves so that I can think and speak more clearly during the interaction, because most conversations that I have aren't life and death situations. It's usually about something work-related or something with my family. And if I think, okay, what's the absolute worst thing that could happen here? I'm usually able to put it into perspective and realize that it's maybe not as big of a deal as I thought it was initially. And then tip number six, she says, is be kind, but don't beat around the bush. We need to be bold and direct, so there's no mistaking or misunderstanding what you're asking for or explaining to this other person. And this especially helps when you're having difficult conversations with children. And then tip seven, ask yourself if you could maybe write a note or an email instead of having a face-to-face conversation with someone about this topic. So written communication can actually be a really great way for you to kind of take some time to express your thoughts clearly, and it also gives the other person the courtesy of privacy as they receive this information and allows them time to sort of think and process how they're going to respond. And then finally, this is my own tip, not Gretchen Rubin's tip, but I would suggest to pray for help. I've had a lot of difficult conversations in the last couple of months, and I always feel a lot more confident going into it if I know that I've prayed that the other person will be able to understand me clearly, that their heart will be softened, and that I'll be able to say the things that I need to say to get through to them. And it's really important to remember, too, that God knows how to perfectly communicate with each of his children, and he knows the words and the body language and the actions that you can do to reach the person that you're talking to. All right. Well, we're going to end our episode today with a quote from past LDS President Gordon B. Hinckley. And he said, "I hope that kindness will replace harshness in our conversations one with another." Very good words to remember. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.